consideration. But as we've talked through these over the years, they have provided a neighborhood area for people to go, to walk, to fish, to dip their feet in the river. So essentially the issue that we're talking about is, you know, what to do. What to do with the neighbors who are upset, what to do with these access points. Here recently, and you'll see in the presentation that Public Works Director Johnson actually did block one of them off because it's a current safety hazard. So in order to take that fence down, we have to fix this. There's a sizable drop off at the end that's a safety hazard right now. And in order to take the fence down, if that's your desire, we'll have to fix it. It has not been maintained appropriately. So I'll start the presentation and walk through what's in our packet. So this is the map. These are all of the, what I would call public legal access points. There's other access points to the river that are private. These are the public ones that are in question, that are available to the public. Some, like at Playa del Rio, are neighborhood launches and neighborhood access, but we also have those. Some are in the packet at other condos and apartments. But this primarily is your public access points. So the first one is Davis Camp. No discussion really needed here other than they have created more beaches in the central part of Davis Camp and then all of North and South Beach. It's a massive area for those who live on the north side of town. Just south of that is Heritage Park. The city recently closed this, even though we are the, you know, owners and operators. We have not just what's the county gave us just south of the bridge, we also have the 12 acres that the state gave us that the mayor lobbied for a few years ago. So we have a pretty significant park there on the river that we're not open to the public right now because it's, we get overrun with people and we do not have bathrooms and trash. If that were open to the public, it would be a nightmare for us right now. We wouldn't be able to handle the amount of trash and people that would be going there. So until we have a better system there and an actual development, we need to keep that closed. So as you go south, 4th Street, this is was platted in 1942 while it was the county, 60 feet in width. This one, the two property owners were so disgusted, they just took it upon themselves to improve it without our permission. So since that time, we've had to bring them into compliance. And we did work with them through a council action. So they are legal, they are in conformance, and this is open to the public, even though all the improvements you see here were done by the two nearby property owners because they were not happy with what was happening there at 4th Street. At 3rd Street, again, unimproved. It's a residential area. It's not a really good place to go and hang out. The river is pretty wicked right there, but it is open and accessible and certainly works for drainage. Second Street, it's very similar, not the greatest spot to safely gain access to the river, but it is there, rarely maintained by anyone, including us. And that's part of, I think part of the predicament that we have as well. Even though the policy directive was to keep it open, we really never budgeted for these. We never really have maintained them well. And if the policy directive is keep them open, we probably have to give much greater consideration to maintenance and liability, trash, policing, etc. If we go south, we of course have Community Park and all the great things that have happened at Community Park over the years. The beaches are massive and the public, including our residents, get to use them for free, and we all know about the pass for people who live outside of the city. Going south of there, the Colorado Rio Vista area. Again, this it does have a concrete area that can be used for a boat launch. And we put in the packet, is used as a swim area. I don't know that the neighbors like that it's used as a swim area, but we do have the sign that you could see in that corner, the rules and regulations. These are, after the last time council talked about it, these are the rules and regulations that Garn had put together to help us enforce some of the rules in these street ends. Train, at the end of Train, it's the old Emerald River Casino Resort across the way. This was in Holiday Highlands. It is used for a boat launch. It is used for swimming, and people put pop-ups and have neighborhood gatherings down there from time to time. We had a few issues there last summer where the police were involved in ejecting people, blocking and parking in that area. The neighbors were very upset about that. Even though there's no parking signs at a lot of these, that does get ignored quite a bit, and police are called. We do get complaints from the neighbors as well about trespassing on their property and on their docks, but lots of times by the time the police get there, maybe they're off the dock or they're not on the property anymore, they take off. It's a lot easier for us to get the cars. This is Park Lane. This one was specifically addressed by council 20 years ago, and the neighbors actually did want it to be open as a boat launch, even though there was a lot of debate and discussion at the time. A bigger issue was parking, because as a boat launch, open to the public, a lot of people would then park their trailers up and down the street and cause chaos. So if you're in that neighborhood, you'll notice there's no parking signs, and there's some bollards and poles to keep people from parking. That actually has worked. I don't know, maybe Dave can chime in. Do we get many complaints anymore from Park Lane?
I had one just before I came into this meeting.
Okay.
So, yes.
The next one, this is the one, Lakeside is what we labeled it. I think in the packet, the resident labeled it something different, but this is what it looks like today. They submitted pictures of what it looked like when they bought the property and how it looks today. Again, this is very narrow, but people use it quite frequently. And some of the pictures that they submitted in the packet were at the end. If you notice those pictures, people, you know, on the rocks and down in that area accessing the river. There's certainly no boat launch, and this has not been very well maintained over the years. Next one is Langford. Not really a boat launch, but pretty nice access. Again, very good for drainage in this particular instance. River Gardens, this is the one that I referred to that was dangerous. Angie had got some complaints, and it is dangerous, and so without putting money and investing into this, it was blocked off. So just as a liability issue, again, we can remove the fence and fix the drainage if that's the direction that you want to go. You can see some sort of, in the front of that, there's some sort of pedestal, if you will, or a guard to keep cars from going down there. Yale. Same thing, blocked off so people can't drive down it. You wouldn't think people would drive down these, but if there's a way to get down, they go down them, and they'll drive all the way to the river if they can. After that, going south, we've got our Memorial Park, our Veterans Park, which does have access to the river. You can see on the bottom photos, that is the beach at the boat launch. That is city-owned property. You may also recall that when the mayor was lobbying with us on those state sovereign lands, we own all this land now. So these are city beaches and access points to the river throughout that whole area. I think you're all very well of all the access points we have in Rotary Park that are open and accessible to the public. The next one going south is the Playa del Rio. Again, that's a neighborhood launch. It is private, though. You must be a neighbor in that neighborhood to have access to their boat launch and beach access. Palo Verde Meadows, in fact, also has their restricted area. You'll hear in my manager's report, though, the city now owns the entire island on the river in front of this. So that'll create another access point for the community. And then, of course, the Nature Center. So arguably the nicest beaches in the community are out at the Nature Center. And the people who go there probably don't want me to say that out loud because they love their beaches out there. It's really nice sand and a really gorgeous place to go. But it's rugged to get out to that beach. In the packet, then, after that, I also included the minutes from the meeting of 2016, June 7th of 2016. Tammy and Steve were a part of that conversation on the council at the time. There were minutes prior to that that I didn't include. And then, of course, I did include the the letter from David and Susan Bendaka, who live at 101 Riverfront Drive. They're the current folks with the concerns and the liability and the damage and all the things that you saw from their particular complaint. So just want to call out, though, the last, very last page of our packet, though, and why we're here today. So page 37 of 37 in your packet. That's chapter 15.38, the public access to the Colorado River. So after the city talked about this the last time, or the time before last, Garn and I put that into code. And the policy is clearly delineated in 010. The city council finds that various points of public access to the Colorado River make this community unique and a desirable place to live and visit. Therefore, the city council desires that public access to the Colorado River, previously granted through the public platting process in the form of street terminus and drainage, generally be kept available for limited purposes to the public for free. And then the access points were all defined. 4th Street, 2nd, drainage right of way, beginning at the west, and on and on and on. So you can read those. And then the restrictions and penalty where access points are closed from 9 p.m. through 4:30 a.m. daily. It is unlawful for any person to have a glass beverage container at any access point. And that's pretty much where we left it. And we've been operating. And I asked Dave and Angie to also sit in on the discussion. They take probably as many complaints as I do. Not every complaint gets to the city manager or mayor's office. So, Angie or Dave, do you want to add any public perceptions on this issue that you would care to share?
Mr. Mayor and Council, and thank you, Mr. Cotter. I kind of don't know where to begin on this because it's been something that I've taken a lot of calls and visited a lot of homes over the years. There are some of these places that are dearly beloved by the neighborhoods. There are some of these places that the people that live on either side of these access points just really regret that they ever bought that property. And it becomes very difficult. Toby mentioned it a little bit when he was talking. One of the problems is people will walk down these access points, and they won't be on your property, but they'll be directly in front of your property or directly behind your property in the water or in the riverbed, and there's not much that can be done about that because it's not your property anymore, it's the river. We do have park rangers patrol several of these spots as part of their regular patrols, especially Park Lane, Train, and Colorado Rio Vista, and they're always ensuring that people aren't parking there. One of those spots the neighborhood chooses to set up their tents, set up their chairs, set up their, you know, their coolers for the day, and for the most part, the whole neighborhood likes to do that, and it's generally accepted that that's what they do on a Saturday. And a couple of the other spots, the neighbors on either side are just constantly in a battle with people that are making too much noise, that are acting rudely, that are blocking the boat launch. And that's something that we have to work with them on a regular basis, too. So you've kind of got all different angles coming at me on this, and there's quite a bit to consider, and I'd be more than happy to speak about any individual location with you that you'd like.
Do we have slides for the pictures that are in the back also?
We do.
Are we going to show those, too?
We can.
Yeah, I think we should show those to the public as well.
Yeah, So if we go back to, so that was the information from them. And so the photos that were submitted by the individuals on Riverfront showed in their packet the concerns at this specific location, which we labeled Lakeside Drive at the terminus down there. And what they were saying is when they bought the property, it actually showed a no river access, and they have proof of that right there. And then the fence that they had installed, or when they bought the house, the fence was there. They've since improved the fence. They're showing a picture of a car that was in there as well in that particular bottom photo. The next photo that they're showing is once they had, after they had purchased their home, we put in the different signs. So again, we're not aware of all the real estate transactions. And quite frankly, I think these homes, if we were to go back and do title searches with all of the homes on these river accesses, you won't find long-term home ownership in these homes. This is the new wall that they put in right here on their particular area. So they took out the wrought iron and put in a wall because of that activity in the neighborhood. That was the fence that was replaced. Just some other pictures of that. Here's where they're showing where the spillway comes out and the impacts at the river area. Some of the maintenance issues that we've talked about, where if we're allowing the public to use these, you know, again, we're having to probably put a little bit more time into some of the maintenance issues that are out there. These are some of the complaints, some of the needles that were found down there, a mattress that was brought down. This individual has a knife in his hand. And then the bottom photo show what we talked about, where the gate was installed. And you know, for these folks, they believe that they should also have a gate installed so that they don't have people walking next to their property down to the river. So that's what was submitted. And they were told that we were meeting here today. I'm not sure it was late notice when we gave it to them. So not sure if they were able to come today, but it's not, this issue isn't about this particular one. This is about the item in total. Although theirs is the most current one, and I pledged to them that I would bring it to your attention, it's ongoing. And with summer approaching, this issue doesn't go away. It requires a lot of park ranger and police patrol. And a lot of it is rapid response to issues that when they're called in, because as you know, on a Saturday in the summer, the last thing our police officers are doing are driving down and checking Park Lane. We're very busy responding to calls throughout the community.
I'll go first and throw in my two cents. I don't think we should, first of all, paint a broad brush on this, all included on one. Some of the residents do want where they're opened up and very large and potentially safe. And there's some that are very narrow, they're dangerous, and it's been nothing but problems. I think what the neighbors want in their neighborhood is more important than what we decide they want. So I think we should look at these on a case-by-case basis. Perhaps some should be closed, some should remain open. I know it's going to be a lot more work in the long run, but I think it's the citizens deserve that. You know, if we have a whole community that wants one open and they enjoy it and there's no problems, we shouldn't force them to shut it. In the same respect, if there's another community where it's a narrow one and they're having nothing but problems with drugs and vandalism and people on their property, I mean, we should look at maybe closing those. But on a case-by-case basis is my opinion on what we should look at it. Anyone else? Throw their ideas out there.
Yes, Mayor D'Amico. Mr. Cotter, does the city maintain trash at any of these locations?
Yeah, I'll let Dave answer that. The answer is yes, but it's not all of them.
I could go down the whole list. So 2nd, 3rd, 4th Street, no. Colorado Rio Vista, yes. Train, yes. Park Lane, yes. Private places, obviously, we don't do that. And, of course, the big parks, we take care of the trash there.
Okay, thank you.
And I'm sorry, on all the accesses on Riverview, no.
Okay. Just in the broad brush sense, when properties are taken care of, in my experience, people tend to treat the property better. When properties are neglected is when I find, less desirable behavior. I would like to just go through very briefly to each one of these. And I was going to start with 4th Street, which is where the neighbors did beautification. It looks really nice down there. I did see a trash can at 4th Street. It looked like it was probably the private property owners. And I thought that the signage was very good there. 3rd Street, that could use some beautification or better maintenance. And there is no rules and regulations sign that I saw at 3rd Street like you see at 2nd Street in the photo. I did not see that sign at 3rd Street. 2nd Street, potential maintenance or beautification. The no parking sign there was very hard to see. I didn't see it until I actually went back to my vehicle and I was parked in a no parking area. I did see a trash can there that I'm not sure if was city or private property owned. Colorado Rio Vista, I did see dog waste bags at Colorado Rio Vista. Did the city put those there?
Yes, we did.
So the city has installed dog waste bags at one location. I don't see any changes there to recommend. Train Road, there was a trash can. I wasn't sure if that was city or private. I thought that one looked good. Park Lane. This one, so I've used many of these areas as swim beaches, or as a place to go jump in the river over the years. And Park Lane is one that I used a lot. And when I used to use it, it was not landscaped on the left here. It was just a hill. So this landscaping is new. There's a street light that's new. And I thought it looked nice. There was a trash can there, and there's no trailer parking signs. I would encourage strict enforcement for that. I think, with the no parking and no trailer parking, I would just encourage strict enforcement. So Lakeside Drive, this one I think is the least maintained. When you go there, and you can see on the photo, there's overgrown trees and brush, and that's the type of thing that it offers, hiding places, people that, there was, in that spot, there was a lot of trash, beer cans, in and amongst the brush. So my recommendation on Lakeside would be to clear out that brush, have it more open so you can see. I think that if you removed those overgrown trees, you added a trash can there, you could potentially do some landscaping as you see at Park Lane with just rock. You may eliminate some problems. Langford Drive, I think there was a trash can there. This is where that drops off about 3 feet, and then it's very rocky. And I was wondering if the city did close River Gardens for liability concerns. Potentially, you have liability concerns there. I'm not sure the extent that that River Gardens had. There was a trash can at River Gardens that was full of beer cans all the way to the top. Yale Drive, I did not see a trash can. There is some brush there. Didn't really seem too much of a problem. Those are the ones that I went to. for the ordinance, I don't recommend any change to this ordinance. Like I said, I've used those over the years. The one thing I would ask Mr. Cotter and Mr. Emery about the ordinance is, could you restrict music, playing music on a radio? Because amplified music may be an issue for neighbors.
I can confirm it's definitely an issue for neighbors. It's one of the reasons that the time was brought to 9 p.m. It's one of the primary concerns of the people who live next to these is trespassing, you know, graffiti, noise, lewd and other activities and things. But certainly noise is something. Now, can we restrict noise? I mean, we have, Garn can tell me if I'm wrong, but I mean, we have a noise ordinance and I have the right to play my music in a public area as long as I meet the noise ordinance. And when I'm down at this area with my radio at a reasonable level, I'm totally fine. It may be really disturbing to the neighbor who's sitting on their dock or on their back deck, not liking my choice of music or how loud it is. So banning music, I think if you're going to allow someone to be in a public area, there's a lot of things that we probably could think about banning. I don't know if listening to music, I mean, if you're allowing someone to be there peacefully enjoying a little music is probably not going to be something that, again, enforcing is our biggest issue of all of this. So you can say make these all accessible and open to the public, beautify all of them, make them all safe and take away liability, but then policing is a significant issue. And it's not just the neighbors that might be using them right now. I can't tell you the severity of what this looks like on a Saturday afternoon. Nobody's from here. All the people we're enforcing this against are people who are avoiding paying 50 at the lake, 50 to the county, 25 to us, can't get on at the tribe. Laughlin was full. So everyone is looking for their spot to get on the river, and it becomes a significant issue for us. Now, that doesn't trump what you were just saying, council member, that the public has a right to use the facilities, but it's significant for us when, especially on the very busy days, holidays, Saturdays. It's not today, but we've had some really significant issues out there, including, you know, some pretty significant fights and other things that, you know, police reports that we could show you. But again, we want to be more global and look at this in a much bigger, broader way, as the mayor said. And that's why, you know, we wrote this up that, you know, these could be looked at individually, because for 40 years, they've just been looked at as a totality of keep them open. But are there some that should be looked at differently? And that's why we're here today.
So just the last thing, my recommendation would be remove the overgrown trees on Lakeside and see if that helps the issue. And I would just encourage strict enforcement. And that would be all I have.
I ride my bicycle past every one of these every day. Matter of fact, this morning I went to the Veterans Memorial. There was a homeless person sleeping there with garbage all over the place. Every one of these access points, almost on a daily basis, I go by in the morning on my bike. A lot of them, the three closest to my house, which are the public ones, Rio Colorado, Train, and Park Lane, people do from the neighborhood go down there and put their chairs in the water and hang out and party on the weekends. I see them every day. It's usually like now until the end of the day. A lot of them live in that neighborhood. There are a significant number of Airbnbs along that place, and I see some of the Airbnb people walking down because that's where the party's at. All right? I don't live right there. Other people do that I know that probably have a different opinion, but I live close enough where I see all the traffic going up and down the street. Park Lane, the boat launch there on Park Lane. The no parking signs are completely ignored 100% of the time all day long. Nobody does anything about that. There are trailers parked there all day long. It's just so many people go down and drop their jet skis in, take off or drop in and pull out, that that's there all the time. So since I've been here since 2018, it's been like a daily occurrence. There's Dean Hackett Park really close there, and I do see the guys from the park rangers in my neighborhood daily. So they're policing the place up. Trash cans at those three sites would be filled up within a matter of minutes on a weekend. I don't know how often people dump those trash cans. I know the normal garbage guys come down on an occasional basis. The ones that the lady was complaining on, the Lakeside Drive one, it looks like you can't get down there. So the only people going down there are the unhoused people hanging out, trying to hide out, because exactly what he says, it's all overgrown and nobody really goes there. The one further down there where they blocked it off, that was the same way. But now we got a fence there that you can't get through, so that kind of blocks it. That big wide one, that looks like a boat launch, but it has the 3-foot drop off. I've seen homeless people sleep in there, yelled at them a few times. You go all the way down. There's a lot of construction at the one on the next one down is, was it York? Not York. Yale. That's it, Yale. The one at Yale, there's a lot of construction going on in the housing there. So I'm thinking some of the beer cans are from the construction guys getting off work and hanging out. Believe, oh my gosh, people drink beer after work. That gets filled up. There's people that fish at those places, though. So I'll see them out in the morning. People from the neighborhood, I say hi to as I'm riding my bike, they go down and fish. The one thing about this city that made me mad, and part of the reason why I'm sitting here on this council right now, is during COVID, when we did the ridiculous thing of blocking those places off with fences, that pissed me off to no end. I will never be part of that again. I don't want that to happen. I do not want to block access to the river for people that live in the city. I understand people coming around and cheating the system and being there. I think the park rangers do a fantastic job. The police show up when you need them. They can clear people out. There's a lot of Airbnbs. The one on Train Road, the house to the right, as you're looking at that, That's an Airbnb. So I don't know why they would be complaining, but the people on the left live there full time. People across the street and in the neighborhood, there's cars parked there all the time. If you bought a house on the river and you're next to one of those things, it shouldn't be a surprise. People from Bullhead are going to go put their feet in the river. As a local, I don't go to community park even though it's free. I don't go to community park in the summertime. I walk down the end of my street and put my feet in the river. I go to Rotary. I'm against changing anything on that. I think a couple of improvements, like you said, cut the brush back on Lakeside. Maybe put a fence there like we did on the street over, which I can't think off the top of my head. But the other one with L. No, Langdon Drive. There's a River Gardens fenced. Yeah, do the same thing you did at River Gardens with a fence. Just block it off. And, the park rangers didn't catch the people sleeping on the cannon this morning and all the doll carriages and the shopping carts that were down there. But I got pictures if you'd like to see them. So, anyway, that's my two cents.
Ronnie?
Mr. Mayor, City Manager, and the rest of y'all, I'm a little uniquely qualified to speak on this issue, because I live about 160 feet from Colorado River Rio Vista. I hate the thought of telling people that live two doors down that they can't go there and put their jet ski in. But I also hate sitting in my living room and listening to the party. I'm sure that there's a happy median here somewhere, but the parking is outrageous. Those no parking signs mean absolutely nothing to people that don't live in the neighborhood. The things that go on in that river in front of my wife's parents' house, two doors down on the other side of that intersection, would make most of us cringe. If you walk out on your patio and you have to watch a naked man bathe himself, in the river in front of your house. That's just unacceptable. I don't know that closing this is the answer to that, because once you're in the river, you're in the river. And, you know, the time it takes someone to get there and deal with it, I mean, I understand that's an issue also. And it's not all the time. And, Toby and I have talked about this. Gosh, I lived through the closing of Park Lane when all the neighbors wanted to lynch most of everybody that worked at the city over it. So, I mean, I'm glad that we want to talk about this. I'm just not sure what the answers are, but I would like to take the opportunity, at least myself, to talk to the people that live, you know, in our neighborhood. And I do talk to most of the neighbors right around me, and I guarantee you each, if they don't own a jet ski, they would tell you to close it up in the next 5 minutes. If they do, they want to be able to put their jet ski in. So I think while bringing this to the forefront, maybe it's a discussion that we should talk to the community about a little bit more, especially those communities right along where that is. Now, having said that, I'm about to double speak, because I think where this fellow sent us all of this information on that corner, that has been a hazard since I've been here, and that was, some 48 years ago. I think we ought to put a fence across it just like we did the other one and go on about our business.
Yep.
Because that just looking at it looks dangerous to me. I wouldn't walk down there, you know, for many number of reasons, but mostly because I don't like walking on the rocks to try and get to the Rocky River. I'd rather go to the beach. But that would be what I would think we should do with that piece. And then I don't know whether you would benefit from sending a mailer out to each of those addresses, or whether we would benefit from some of us going out and talking to the neighbors that live next to them. Because quite honestly, some of my neighbors might say, no, I really want to be able to walk down there and walk down to the beach. I don't know about 9 o'clock at night being an appropriate time to allow them to hang out until, but also I don't know that it isn't. So I want to do a little more, you know, research of my own in the neighborhood, but I can tell you that on a weekend, and especially on a holiday weekend, I don't get to sleep till 3 or 4 in the morning, because people have no idea what safe and sane fireworks are. They have no idea what loud music is, because apparently they're trying to stretch the limit each and every holiday weekend just down there on what really is a drainage channel that gets used as a boat launch and is now turned into the flattest, hardest beach in town. So I would like to do a little bit of that before we take any action on dealing with the overall ordinance itself. But with regard to that one piece of property there, I kind of agree with exactly what I heard down there, which is that just looks like it's an accident looking for a place to happen, and maybe we should put a fence across it and go on about our business.
Mr. Mayor and Toby, I completely agree with Mr. D'Amico, or Mayor D'Amico, in regards to case by case. Looking at these pictures, definitely I feel that the one at Lakeside is dangerous and needs to be closed off. It's not a very good access to the river, and it looks like someone is definitely going to get hurt going down there. And I don't think clearing brush in itself, even if we did clear the brush, I would still consider blocking that one off. But I am completely with Rodney and Mayor D'Amico that we need to talk to the public a little bit more and find out how they feel about it. And, you know, unfortunately, if we have to police it a little bit more, even as shorthanded as we seem to be at times, we're going to have to do that, increase patrol over the weekends.
I pretty much agree with Karen and Rod. We need to get rid of the unsafe ones. They need to go, I believe, blocked off, on, because they've been here for so long. We got to do something. Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. My basic concerns are, I should say, and I agree with Rod, is a survey should be taken with all the homeowners in those areas in written form, in other words, some type of a postcard, whether they want to see it, what they disagree with, what the problems they're having. And then maybe we can also look at, has there been any violence near any of these and the kind of problems that people are feeling. The old saying is, if you have something nice, there will be someone comes along and wants to damage it for you. But as a homeowner and looking at the homeowners down there, the concerns and the arguments that they do have are there are a lot of high-risk areas, which means liability to the city. You got a sanitation problem, you have parking problem, trash problem, unpleasant activity problem, illicit act problem, break-ins, health hazards, no facilities for them to use. There's safety hazards, needles, damage to people's property, undesirables, and a homeless being there. So you take the list of them, I think it going through each, and it'd take longer in this meeting to go through each and every one of these and discuss the ramifications and what's good or what's bad about it. But all the city ones and the ones that are listed, there's no problem with those. It's all these others that you have on the list, which would be 4th Street, 3rd Street, 2nd Street, Park Lane, Lakeside, River Gardens, and was the other one, I believe, Langford, because I don't know how many complaints and problems have been filed against by the neighbors regarding these properties. So with that in mind, that's all I have to say at
and
this point.
Council member, I mean, we can go back into not only our current system and run all the police reports, but we can go back into our older systems and run them. I didn't think we needed to go to that level of detail for this meeting, other than we can confirm, I'm even sure our former police chief can confirm, that these have historically been places where the neighbors have called the police over and over again, including a lot of them last summer, and including some neighborhood meetings that we've had in these homes, Dave and I and others, where we meet with the neighbors, meet with the neighborhood, try to come up with solutions. So patrol is a big one. But again, if to do it right, it's probably a full-time park ranger going from one to one to one every single day, and while they're there collecting the trash, can't solve the restroom facility problem because there are no facilities, and if it's only the neighborhood, it's fine. But I'm sorry to report that on the weekends, almost all the cars are not Arizona license plates. So not to pick on our friends from other states, but there are no bathrooms nearby generally for them to use unless they're at an Airbnb or something nearby. So, I think part of that too is education and getting our visitors to go to the parks with the facilities. Rotary Park is free. They just have to drive that little bit further and they can go right and have a full-blown park that they can visit for free with all the facilities. But if their friends tell them to meet on 3rd Street, then that's where they gather. So we definitely can provide more information. We definitely can do more surveys. We definitely can keep this conversation going. It will keep going, no doubt. And if the council wants to gather more information and look at these a little bit more, talk to the neighbors, we can do surveys. We could do a lot more over the course of time. And you'll hear more this summer, especially if I just forward everything that I get and the police get, if I forward all that to you, you'll also see that picture as well. Now, the specific request of today, I guess Garn can lead us in that conversation, if the one at Lakeside, if the council is kind of thinking that, and we want to make it official, Garn, would we want to bring that ordinance back? Or would we just administratively post that because it's not safe?
I think I would, since we have eliminated one, I probably would bring a modified ordinance back, because that would include River Gardens and Lakeside. But I would advise staff, as we did with River Gardens, anytime something becomes unsafe, we're just going to take action to make it not a hazard anymore, either block it off or fix it.
Okay. Well, looks like this is a good start, but we'll have more discussion from here. We got a little bit of time left, so I'm gonna take some few people from the audience and get their feedback. So Would somebody like to come up first? Yes, you'll have a couple minutes.
Yes, good afternoon, Chamber Council people, Mayor. I'm a little bit nervous, so forgive me. And Toby, we've had several conversations.
Could you state your name for the record?
My name is Susan Mendonca. I live at 1001 Riverfront Drive, the corner of Riverfront and Lakeside. And this has been going on in our area since a little bit after the property was bought. I forwarded Toby some information. He has a copy of everything that's in here. And when the house was purchased, it was clearly listed. There was a picture that you have, and there was no access at that point. Somewhere along the line, that changed where there was access permitted. We've called many times. We've called the police. We've worked with Mayor Brady previously because we've actually had someone out there with an AK. My husband has that on his laptop at night, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning. We've had people down there any time of the day. The last two nights, we've had firecrackers go off, and I went upstairs to my patio, my deck, and I took the flashlight. And I know there was a guy down there with the dog. It happened to be the same guy, and we found out today, it's the same guy who set off firecrackers at 4 o'clock in the morning. And this is just, there are just too many stories that are numerous. We've had, yes, I understood from Mayor Brady that it was left, for the fishing people. Well, once in a blue moon, we'll get a person that will fish down there. But I've never seen them pull out a fish. Most of the time, we're getting people that will go down there during the day. They might come for a couple of minutes with the dog. The dog leaves its feces in the spillway. My husband and I, our neighbors, we have cleaned up the spillway. I've called several times where we had the city actually come to clean out the spillway. Now, if you see it now, it's way overgrown. It's encroaching the property. There's about this much hanging over the fence. It's a fire hazard. Someone goes down there and they're smoking. They start a fire. Our house gets on fire. They go down there. They're doing their drugs. We've picked up needles. Our neighbors have picked up needles. They defecate. We've seen them actually do it. They will go into the corner in front of the wall to the river side of it and urinate on the wall in the corner. They will smoke their pipes.
Sorry. We have to let everybody get a chance. We can only allow you 3 minutes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We will continue this conversation, though, and you will have another chance in the near future.
Oh, I didn't know it was
and, yes.
Okay. And we did see the information that you sent. Everybody got a copy of it. So I just want you to know everybody has had a chance to read what you guys
said. Yeah, the conditions are just unacceptable.
And we posted it for the public as well. But we will have more conversation on this. Okay. This is just the initial meeting. Next, Scotty.
Scotty from Bullhead. We're not going to please everybody tonight. Here's what I wrote down already. My comments, just listen to this BS for the last, 10, 15 minutes. I'll just start reading it. Jerry Duvall, I know he was on the deal here in the 80s, et cetera, et cetera. Signage gives police more enforcement, stricter enforcement. Get the police off their ass. What do the park rangers do? I've never seen them do anything. The homeless, we got homeless laws. Enforce them. You want some problems, I'm from California, and I've had to deal with the Coastal Commission. You don't want them here. You will not be able to close up any of them, not one. In fact, you'll open up that one with the gate on it. Every 7 years, if you don't rope it off, tape it off, block it off or whatever. I don't care if it's a Smith parking lot. They have to legally take a lawyer out there and fence it off. I don't care if it's a rope or whatever, a piece of string. And they have to record it. Otherwise, I have a legal easement through their property, through their parking lot. I worked in Malibu in 83 to 84. And that's the time when the Coastal Commission really got going. We need more information on what the laws are there. You don't have any laws that I'm listening to. You're using Bullhead City laws. You'll have more lawsuits, especially if they know you did something to somebody's kid that's a lawyer in L.A., and then we got $50 million sitting in the bank. Well, we won't have it long. You got the Nevada boaters across there. What do you talk to Nevada about their boats not being able to come on this side of the river? Nah, you haven't. You still got 12-year-olds driving jet skis. I think the realtors, that if people bought these homes and the realtors told them there's no easement, then that's a personal problem and a lawsuit as far as the realtors go. They have a board of realtors right down here on Hancock. Go take your gripes to them. Where I grew up on the Eel River in California, it's a wild river. We had to make that in the 60s, a wild river. If I can get down to the beach, I can walk end to end. In other words, from dam to dam. I can traverse that whole river. Now, there's some places on Parker, you know, down there where it's kind of canyons and stuff. I don't think I'm going to be able to get through there. If I can get to that river, I have a right to traverse the whole thing. Your ordinances are probably illegal anyway.
Anyone else like to come up? All right, looks like we've got what we're going to get for today. We're definitely going to have to continue this conversation. You got anything to add?
Yeah, so I guess just a little bit of direction, and especially for the neighbors who were inquiring today. I heard from some of the council, fix it, make it look better, take the weeds out. Others saying it's ripe for closure. We can't vote today, but... I also heard that there's some interest in closure at that particular one, and let's call it Lakeside. If that's the case, we could bring back the ordinance at the next meeting for discussion on just that specific one. Now, we could include the neighboring one at River Gardens, because those are the two that the policy decision then would be, as you were to discuss that at the next meeting, would be either to fix them and bring them up to standards and put trash cans there and remove vegetation and make them safe for the public, or block them off. Certainly their purpose of drainage wouldn't go away, but the public access would. So if that's a singular thing, we could bring that back at the next meeting if I'm able to take that out of this discussion.
Mr. Mayor. Toby, how many complaints have you had that there's a fence across River Gardens?
We've had none for it.
I think that makes good sense to me. Let's just bring them both as an amendment to this ordinance, the Lakeside and the River Gardens.
I would add that we clear the vegetation out, because even blocking them off, people can go around it and still have the same problem that they're having. Smoking marijuana or doing whatever they're doing down there. But clear the vegetation out, block them off. I don't think that'd be a problem for anybody in the neighborhood.
It looks like Lakeside's the main one we have an issue with right now.
So we'll bring back the ordinance. Of course, council's free to do whatever they want with the ordinance when we bring it back, but at least we'll define what we believe is the council discussion on River Gardens and Lakeside for the next meeting.
Yes, and we're not making any decision tonight. We're just going to bring it back. That'll give us time to do outreach with the public, other people that live around that area, and make a decision based on what the citizens in that area want.
Okay.
All right. That concludes our special meeting. We'll be back at 5:30 for our regular scheduled council meeting. Thank you, everyone.